Tribesmen and forces loyal to Yemen's President Ali Abdullah Saleh are reported clashing in the capital, Sana'a. Mr. Saleh has faced months of anti-government protests demanding he end his more than 30-year rule. His government's response to demonstrations is a bloody crackdown. Robert Powell, a senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit, has just returned from neighboring Saudi Arabia to New York, and he joins us on the line now. Mr. Powell, after being in the region, what are your observations about developments in Yemen?
Well, I feel we're teetering on the edge of something extremely dangerous right now. It appears that everyone's pretty much out of ideas. The US and UK have been pushing the Gulf to take this leading role, which they have done, but it is very much against the nature of some of these Gulf states to actually directly demand for a president to leave. They generally eschew this kind of interference. And now with their plan having failed, and they were dramatically helicoptered out of a reservation in Sana'a recently when they were effectively under siege from pro-presidential forces, it appears that they've really nowhere else to go. If anything, I think we're now at the containment point where they've effectively put a fence around Yemen and perhaps leave it to its own devices.
You say you were speaking momentarily with an eyewitness to the violence there.
Yes, he was. I spoke to him, and he obviously was extremely concerned because he was very close to the fighting. He told me that heavy gunfire had been going on for about 3 or 4 hours and seemed to be spreading, and so it was a relatively short conversation. The fighting was between pro-Ahmar forces and the security forces. Now, Sheikh Ahmar, in fact, they're really a family, the head of the most powerful tribe in the country, the Hashid. And they have come out in support of the protesters who have been calling for the president to resign. They are typically pretty well armed, actually relatively well organized. So a face-off between themselves and the army could in reality go either way. And it sounds like, at least from what I've been hearing, that it has been extremely fierce. And given that it's been going on for 3 or 4 hours, it doesn't look like this is a sort of crackdown on unarmed protesters. It appears we're getting closer, and I don't want to overstate this, but we're getting closer to something akin to a civil war right now.
Do you see the military switching sides?
Yes, I think there will be elements that will break away. We've already seen that. A leading figure called Ali Mohsen switched sides a few weeks ago. He joined the protesters. But the Republican Guard, really the best troops, because the army itself is poorly equipped and horribly trained, but the Republican Guard, who are the elite, they are under the control of the president's son, and they will remain loyal. And they do offer considerable protection for the president if he needs it.
I guess the question is, if the government falls, what then?
This is something that diplomats across the world are agonizing over. And the president himself is playing up the al-Qaeda threat, in part to buttress his position, sort of the better the devil you know position. But if the government fell, there really isn't anyone really with the authority or the patronage networks to step into his place. And most, if you were a betting man, you'd probably go with the fragmentation scenario. The country would probably break along tribal lines. But that would have significant economic ramifications. The currency will probably collapse. And this is a country that remains heavily dependent on imports, and they would simply not be able to afford the imports anymore, you know, including clothes, food, all the basics of life. And you would need a massive influx of aid from the U.S., from the Gulf, and everywhere else to keep that country from descending into something close to a famine. So it's extremely concerning what's going on at the moment.
Robert Powell, a senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit, who has just returned to New York from Yemen's neighbor, Saudi Arabia. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.